to three boys. In this case, however, I'm taking the bait as something far more serious than a distraction tactic. This wasn't a cricket book at all. It was a hard sell into another dimension, and consequently, a decision for me to make. It's my blue pill, red pill crossroads. I'm inside the wardrobe about to push through the winter coats and into Narnia. I'm looking into the never-ending story, as yet unaware that it is my own tale I'm about to read. I've come to think of that image, captured among mounds of less momentous familial photography of a time, as a sliding doors moment in my life. The decision must have been made there and then. Cricket it was going to be. Typically for cricket, the odds were not stacked in its favour. My dad, Andrew, from the Isle of Wight and of no cricketing disposition, was aged 36 at the time. From a Christian and working class background, the middle of five siblings, he was in the vortex of the most chaotic and productive spell in his life, juggling his three children, me, Hugo and Will, with what he would describe as a left-field career in construction, architecture and urban design. A speculative move across the water to London, against the traditions of his surroundings, was now many years behind him. Being a sole family archivist, he is the odds-on favourite to have taken a photo. Importantly in this case too, 6 years previously he had privately wished for me to be a girl. He was not enamoured at the prospect of having to engage in the sideline shouting activities at sporting events, but having a son cuts the odds on so dramatically. That context adds a small yet vital tension to the photo, as if he's whispering red pill, red pill, red pill, as he clicks a Minolta Hi-Matic, which now sits on the shelf at mine. My mother, Lana, was born in Lebanon, her Palestinian mother, Abla, and English father, Harry, meeting when work took him to design and install telecom lines there, before she was moved to England for a childhood in convent boarding schools, feeding carrots to photos of Jeff Astle and David Cassidy under a desk. She met my father in a social circle of unattached and disparate souls in her 20s that London tends to produce. She was a book editor by then. Her younger brother, Paul, was so bruised by his own boarding school cricket and experience of being bowled first ball following her record highest opening partnership that he would mention it well into his 40s. It didn't do anything special off the pitch, he would say. He just missed it. It was a genuine source of curiosity for me that every Christmas he would find a moment to shoehorn this dismissal into conversation. It was as if he was attempting to exercise a humiliation he could never rid himself of. 1 year trying to emphasise a slapstick, the next with an earnestness worthy of empathic ears. If it did indeed land on such, there was a deeper, more pointed memory that would follow, dropping a catch as a school wicketkeeper. It was shin height and he caught it, but as the slipcord went up to celebrate, it fell out of his gloves.